In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Wow, what a difference some time can make. And we are recording this now, and we will upload it shortly. And in that amount of time, we could have...
The whole world will change.
Everything will change. And then maybe it'll change back again. And by the time you download this, it's absolutely unbelievable. So this is the Main Street Cred version of the Pixie Dust Podcast. Tony Colombo, my co-host here. And there's no way that you could do a podcast right now about Disney World and not just talk about coronavirus.
No.
COVID-19.
No, because we are... in unprecedented times. I know that Disney World has closed before, but it's never closed for... this is a very unique situation.
Yeah, not like this.
Yeah, not like this. And certainly not as part of a global reaction. People that have gone through business closings in the past have individual stories about why this or that had to shut down. This is everything, everywhere is shutting down. So it's a very, very unique situation, and it's affecting a whole lot of people.
I think that the number one, well, so there is preparation and then there's panic. And I think those are two extremely different things. And I think it's important that we address them as such. The precautionary measures, again, depending on when you are listening to this broadcast, the precautionary measures that are being taken now, we don't know how much it's going to, yes, we've heard this term a million times, flatten the curve to make sure that the hospitals are not overwhelmed with infections, infected people, to make sure that we are able to brace ourselves sufficiently in our medical system to handle this. And I think it's important to remember that at this point in time, in some places in China, they're starting to get a little bit back to whatever normal is now. Mm-hmm. And Disney shut stuff down in Asia. They did that already there. They're following suit here. So as unprecedented as it is to do this specifically at Disney World or Disneyland in California, it isn't unprecedented in that Disney did this for other places that were first hit by the coronavirus, and things are starting to get a little bit back to normal.
Yeah.
I understand that. Is it in Hong Kong or...
South Korea.
Shanghai.
Also, China and South Korea have both turned the corner.
Well, specifically with Disney properties.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I've read that they are going to admit people by taking a temperature scan.
Oh.
Like, you think the fingerprint doubled the amount of time that you had to stand in line? Now you're going to be... But this is it better to be admitting people back in that are healthy and getting things back to normal? And taking a little bit of time? Yeah. Just like, you know, post 9/11, our security system changed. We spend more time in the airport. I remember going in, my grandma is from Australia, and I remember when she would take long trips and go spend a few months in Australia for the summer or whatever it was. We'd just go sit with grandpa and wait for the plane to land and sit right there. I mean, that was a different time.
Right.
We're in a different time now.
This is not a political podcast, but just because you mentioned 9/11
big butt.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, big butt. And I'm not going to get into the politics. I'm just going to make a statement, and it's on I'm not taking a side in this statement. If you want politics, find Andy's radio show check it out.
Or no.
This is the therapy.
You mentioned 9/11.
Yeah.
After 9/11, which was another tragedy that affected the entire country. This is affecting the entire world, but 9/11 affected the entire country. And if there was any positive that came out of 9/11, it was the couple weeks that we put all of our differences aside politically and otherwise and came together. And unfortunately, it's not happening. And that's, again, I'm not assigning blame, but it's just not, we're pointing fingers instead of coming together. And that to me is one of the more disappointing reactions to all this.
You know, I will say to that point, maybe where we spend the most of our professional life, we're not seeing it. I'm seeing a lot of goodwill among
Streets. I agree,
which I think is more important.
Yeah, I'm talking about in the media and in national politics.
Yeah,
but no, I agree. On the streets, I think you're right. I think the streets are always. What's happening on the streets is always a lot more friendly and safe and.
Well, that's what's important.
Kumbaya than what the television will tell you. So I had a question before we get into these very serious discussions about the state of Disney.
This is supposed to provide you some levity and
yes.
out.
Yes. I just want to know, because I'm curious, if the world was in this exact, nothing different, except that Disney World was open, would you go?
Right now?
Right now. Knowing what we knew last week, that lines were...
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah,
last week I said...
Lines were cut in half. And so it's everything happening now. Schools are all closed. Businesses are all closed.
I'd consider it.
But Disney is still saying, you know what? We feel like we can handle this. We're staying open. Would you consider making a quick trip down there to take advantage of the short lines and less people traveling? I'll answer it.
You're gone.
I'm gone.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know that it would
gone.
Be less. I think if they were open,
last week,
I know, but schools are closed now all over the place.
I still think people
could see
are not
tons
traveling.
Of people, but they're not traveling because
in this mind experiment,
yeah, set all of the parameters that make you feel good about still going
in this
Disney
thought
World.
In this thought experiment. It's what we saw last week with lines cut in half. Would you go?
I don't know.
Would you take your family? Take your kids?
I don't know if I'd take my family. Here's the thing, and I think this is what is important. The difference between, see you, Columbos. Maybe you and I could go take our trip where I take you on all the roller coasters and then we
there
just come back home.
All right, that sounds good.
I think that what the thing that warms my heart about what is taking place now is that the people who are choosing to social distance and the people who are deciding to stay at home, that even if you yourself don't feel like you are going to die from COVID-19, that there is a contingent of our society that is relying on us to stop the spread of this as much as we possibly can. And I have a 94-year-old grandma. And if I go to Disney World and I contract COVID-19 and it puts me on the shelf for a week or 2 weeks while I recover being 35 years old, and, I keep it from getting to the rest of my family or even the kids in my family or my husband gets it. I cannot risk bringing that to my 94-year-old grandma. I also have a dear friend. We talked about this last week when we were talking about would you go or wouldn't you go. I have a dear friend who has a 2-year-old who has had an 8-week-old open heart surgery and has, gets a bad cold and is in the children's hospital here in St. Louis. I will lay down in front of any kind of danger to try to protect him and anybody in my orbit who I won't even know because they're the people in line behind me at Target or whatever. And I'm pushing buttons and then they're pushing buttons. Like, I think the conversation about social distancing needs to be emphasized that it is hyper precautionary. It is extreme, but if we are able to do this successfully for even a couple weeks, potentially, likely a little bit longer than a couple of weeks, if we get on the other end of this and not much happens, maybe it's because we were super hyper-precautionary. I could definitely see people be like, we did this and nothing happened and it was blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe that's the point, you know? And so I would say for me personally, I don't blame, like, I'm a member of so many Facebook groups that had people posting about being at Disney World. We're recording this on a Monday. Last night was when they closed.
Yeah.
So they were open last night. People were posting pictures, and there's a lot of sadness right now.
Oh, I bet.
And we're going to talk about that here in a second. People are posting, and then other people in the comments are like, you're a terrible human being. How could you put people? And I'm like, everybody just chill the snot out. Like, you need to just calm down, and people are going to make their own decisions. Welcome to America. We have freedoms, and we need to retain those freedoms. So if you want to go, go.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel like...
And I have a 95-year-old grandpa, too, who is in not very good health. I wouldn't get back from Florida...
And then go, like...
And go straight to the nursing home.
Him. Yeah.
And hand him a bunch of stuff from Disney. Like, hey, sure. Grandpa,
but you wouldn't be able
Mickey
to
ears.
Because they've shut that down. My grandma is... She lives by herself. So, and she will rely, like, while we keep telling her to take this seriously, she will be relying on us that live near her to get the cat food that she needs or the milk that she needs to make her feel like she's cared for so that she doesn't have to go out. So am I terrified? No, but I want to make sure that I create a safe environment for my loved ones. And in turn, all of your loved ones who are listening to this podcast right now, I want to do it for your loved ones too. But if you want to go and you want to make that decision, you have the right to make that decision.
Right. So there are, I think, a couple of, and I don't know if they plan on doing this, but I would hope that they plan on doing this at Disney World. There's a couple positive things that they could do with the parks being closed, because the parks are never closed.
Ever.
And
like never, ever.
So you know that we know that they're working on the castle, and they're renovating a bunch of Cinderella's castle.
Have you seen Cinderella Castle with the cranes and stuff up behind it?
Uh-huh.
And they're bright orange. And I saw someone said it was the spider castle because it looked like the castle had tentacles or whatever. And I saw someone, I commented on a thread that I was on. I was like, get the castle painted. And they're like, they can't make the castle get painted any faster. And I'm like, heck yeah, they can. Instead of six cranes, put up 12.
While it's closed.
And work.
Yeah.
Around the clock, get this stuff done so that you can, you reopen.
And rides. And rides that are constantly being essentially patched. I mean, you know, anybody that's been to Disney World multiple times has probably experienced a ride breaking down.
The People Mover, from what I understand, was having a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And maybe was shut down.
Or, and
fix
it. A lot of times, they'll break down briefly and they'll get fixed right away. Or if you've been multiple times, I'm sure you've also gone when one of your favorite rides was closed for a couple months, mm-hmm. and you missed out an opportunity to go on one of your favorite rides because it was under renovation. This is an opportunity with all this time that the parks will be empty, which, as we said, never, ever happens, to maybe get some of that work done. Now, I don't know. Maybe they're not going to let people work.
I was going to say, is it irresponsible for Disney to ask people to work under these circumstances?
We're working. I mean,
I
don't think it is, but that's my personal opinion.
If somebody wants... Here's the thing, and I keep hearing a lot of people discuss this.
I don't think construction is going to stop across the country. That's not one of the
I've had a lot of people tell me, like, my husband's a contractor. If everything stops, there's no, like, employer benefits to be given, because my husband needs to be in construction in order to make money for our household. So I could potentially see if Disney says we want to do this construction and we need workers, like if somebody wants to sign up and work,
yeah,
let them work.
Right.
If somebody is like, maybe they have somebody who's compromised at home. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have an elderly person who they need to take care of. If they don't want to work, then provide them what they need. And understand that they aren't going to come into work, but we can't screech to a halt.
Right. Yeah, so there could be, they could get some positive things done during this, but it's going to be really tough. Disney World is the largest single, like, one location employer in the United States.
It's like almost 70,000 people.
Yeah, right. And yeah, it's well over 60,000 people. Probably, yeah, like you said, probably close to 70,000 people that work there. And I mean, that in one swoop, when they close Disney World and they put, you know, they take work away from nearly 70,000 people, that's a big deal.
It's also important for people to understand.
But they are keeping the hotel. They're keeping.
I've got an update on that.
Okay, good. Okay.
It's important for people to understand, too, that just because people work in or on Disney World property does not mean that they are employed by Disney World. There are a lot of people who work in restaurants that are owned by other people.
Yep.
And so if you hear, oh, Disney World's paying all their employees for the rest of March.
That doesn't mean that
if you see somebody working in Disney World, that those people are going to get paid.
Right.
It's up to the people who actually employ them. So this is the latest that I got from this morning here. And it's Monday morning. This was posted, I believe, last night. And this is from DisneyFoodBlog.com, which is a website I would highly encourage you checking out. Also, the Disney Food Blog YouTube channel is
wonderful.
If you're planning a Disney World vacation and you're not watching Disney Food Blog on YouTube, you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
It says Disney World has announced that Disney World owned and operated hotels will officially be closing as well. So this is an operations update. Disney Stores, Downtown Disney, Disney Springs, Walt Disney World Resort Hotels, Disney's Vero Beach Resort. In line with state and federal guidance, in an abundance of caution, and in the best interest of our guests and cast members, we are proceeding with the closure of all Disney stores in North America. Disney stores? Wow. In North America, beginning March 17th, which is Tuesday, obviously, that would be St. Patrick's Day. Guests can continue to shop at shopdisney.com. Disney will also be closing all of its owned and operated locations at Downtown Disney in Anaheim and Disney Springs in Orlando beginning March 17th. So Disney Springs is shutting down. Individual tenants will make decisions on whether to continue or adjust operations. Additionally, Disney owned and operated hotels at Walt Disney World Resort and Vero Beach Resort will close at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th. This will give guests the ability to make other arrangements. We will continue to monitor the situation and maintain regular contact with the appropriate officials and health experts. So that's directly from Disney.
How weird would it be right now to be this week as we're recording this will be the week that the parks are closed, but the resorts are open. How weird would it be to be sitting there at your resort, especially if you're one of those resorts that can like, we always go to the Polynesian, so we could see the castle and we could see Magic Kingdom.
Eerie.
And we're used to watching the fireworks from the resort
seeing
at night.
Seeing the Astro Orbiter moving around and just the life of the park.
And the boats going back and forth and all that.
Still. Which was,
that was my next thought experiment.
Yeah.
If they were still open, if the resorts were still open, if you could still go to the Grand Floridian or you could still go to the Polynesian, but you couldn't go to the parks and you had your trip was coming up, would you just go and have a vacation at the resort, or would you reschedule?
I'd reschedule.
Because I've said many times that I could do a vacation. I could have the best vacation of my life.
At
the Polynesian and never go into a park. Now, I love the parks. It would be weird, but there's still enough to do and see and enjoy at the... So when this was happening, that was another thing I was thinking, like...
What's a room go for these days?
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking about going, but I was thinking if we had our trip scheduled and this happened, would we just... I mean, my kids love the Polynesian pool. I mean, they could spend the whole...
I wouldn't want to spend...
in Magic Kingdom, and my 9-year-old is like, can we go back and go to the pool?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, we're standing in the Magic freaking Kingdom, and you want to go back to the hotel? But that's how cool the hotel is.
I would say I wouldn't want to spend the money on the room that I would want, because I would want to go again with the parks.
Yeah.
So for me,
I get that.
Hand sanitizer.
Get a little hand sanitizer. But this is me anyway. I
know. You're
this
a germaphobe.
Is me anyway. Yeah.
Do you feel like you are like that the moment has finally arrived for you, or is this make you crazy?
No, I'm not like, no, it's not like for me, it's not like an I told you so thing.
I'm totally normal. There's nothing
I wash my hands like seriously, probably like 50 times a day. And, you know, I'm one of those, I got a little bit of a
thing,
touch of OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's like from a doctor. No, I don't feel like looking at everybody and going, see, I've had it right all along, but I do feel a little more, like, a little more confident and a little more prepared. And like, you know, when everybody's like, make sure you're doing this, make sure I don't have to remind myself to do something different.
Yeah.
I keep my hands clean constantly anyway. So
interesting that
works for me right now.
Yeah. Interesting that this announcement that the hotels are going to close Friday, March 20th, and they've officially closed, which the only thing that would be open at today on the 16th, like Disney Springs is still open right now, but it's closing the 17th, which is Tuesday, which means if you are still there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and you've got to check out on Friday, what are you doing? I mean,
swimming.
Are you? Is it open?
I'm swimming.
Is it warm?
Pools are, the Polynesian pool's heated.
They're all heated. I just don't know. Oh, man. I think.
And there's shows, and there's character breakfast, there's character everything.
I just wonder.
In the resorts.
I know that Disney is famous for.
I bet you Disney's rolling out the red carpet to the people that
yes.
are there right now.
And they're famous for rising to these occasions.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a storm that hits and everyone's mm-hmm. got to hunker down, they bring the park to
yep.
you.
I bet those people that are there kind of stuck or just kind of having their vacation, you know, ruined to a certain degree, to
yeah.
a large degree.
I mean, we're all having what we're dealing
yeah.
with right now ruined. So to have it be at Disney and ruined,
yeah.
I feel
yeah.
I'm seeing these stories and
I bet they're not. I mean, it's not making. I'm sure it's not making up for it. You know, but I bet you I bet the people at Disney are doing everything they can to make that as enjoyable as possible.
The 7-day forecast for Orlando right now is highs in the low 80s to mid 80s. So yeah, you're getting in that pool.
That pool's ready to go. So is that hot tub.
What do you think this is going to do toward?
So is that Ohana breakfast. Dang.
Good stuff.
Oh,
never had it.
So good.
Two bookings later in the year. We don't know that the parks are closed now through March. We have no information that has been provided as of this point in time on March 16th. I don't expect them to open at the end of March. Did you hear that they ended their college program for this semester?
Yeah.
This was so sad. So I've been reading a lot of stories about this.
My daughter, who's a sophomore.
Is ready?
No, a junior in high school is so excited and so in to this to the Disney College program.
Yeah.
When we were there last, she was talking to, we met a couple of cast members who were in the program who were exceedingly nice to her for no reason. They were working. They did not have to stop and
just
talk
made
to
an impact
this
on her.
Guest. Yeah, but they were like, they gave her advice. She talked to a couple different people that were, you know, she could kind of tell this person looks really young. They look like they're in college, could be in the program. So we kind of asked a couple of them and they took time out and gave her advice and, you know, told her what to expect and kind of how to, you know, gave her some tips on the best way to, you know, enter the program and get yourself, you know, in the right places that you want to be in. And she was super excited about it. So I can't imagine if this was happening and it was my daughter was,
I mean, they still
a couple
had,
years older and was participating in her first year of the college program.
Around
and it was all
a half
canceled.
Of it left.
Yeah.
And they got told midday that like people were being dismissed early, but they're like, you need to go and you need to be out of the door. They want people out of there by, I think, the 18th, which is Wednesday. And you gotta, you know, this is not just a job. Because it is a job, but it's significantly more than that because these people leave their families. They leave your home. It's like going to college.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do is they go and they work and they meet. You build a new family there. They have an international college program where people have come from all over the world to work at Disney World. And it's done in a blink of an eye. And, you know, there's a lot of people talking about who have been there who have said, you know, we see cast members hugging and crying and
yeah.
leaving. And
I mean, imagine those international kids.
Yeah.
With travel being limited as much as it is right now, and you have a house, but it's a dorm in a Disney property,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, you've got 3 days to get home to your family in
wherever
Hong Kong, and you're like, how in the world am I supposed to get back to Hong Kong?
Yeah, they've said there's the possibility that these people don't have homes to go back to. Here's a picture of today, Magic Kingdom, from a helicopter.
Yeah.
Empty. There's a truck.
Yeah.
Doing something hopefully and real important.
Well, you know what? There's nobody working on the castle, so that's interesting.
Here's a crane. I don't know that that's actually being...
Right. I don't see anybody working, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's so sad. This is a video. It's just empty. I don't know why it's extra sad. Disney World is one of those things for me that when I go, it's important to leave knowing that it continues on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and when you come back, it's like you took a minute away. But it's more like your mental presence is kind of always there because that's your happy place. So you go back and you do the real world thing for some amount of time. It could be years for some people. It could be months or whatever. But when you leave and everything continues to buzz, it's like it's always there to go back to if you need it to. So to see it stopped is real eerie. I don't know. You know, I think that when you look at how they handled this in Shanghai or how you handled it, how they handled it in other places that they closed, because they've closed Paris now. They've closed, obviously, Disneyland. I'm trying to think of all the other places that they've closed.
Yeah.
But with those places opening up again, I think that where we are right now at the point in this curve, this curve that we continue to talk about, this is just kind of a spooky time because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to this episode... And it's May. Maybe we are way over panicking. Maybe we are naive.
Maybe
we have no idea what's going to happen.
I think it will be back up and running in a few weeks. I think that because that seemed to be the magic number that worked in places like China and South Korea and other places that have implemented these kinds of things. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks. The curve has been flattened, as they say. And they're able to start. They're kind of on the backside of it and able to get going again. So I'm gonna hold out hope and confidence that after a few weeks. And there's also gonna be after 3 weeks of everybody being cooped. Forget about Disney World.
Attitudes are gonna change.
Yeah, people. The movies are closed. The bowling alleys are closed.
Schools.
The bars are closed. The restaurants are closed. The schools are closed. You can't. You can't get out and do anything. You can't get out and you can't take a night off and go. I'm going to take my family. Well, let's at least take the family out to dinner. Can't do it. Let's take the family out to the movies. Can't do it. Let's have a family bowling night. Can't do it. I'm out of work, and so are my buddies. Let's get together and have a few drinks. Can't do it. Right now, everybody's okay with it. Everybody's on board. But assuming we track the same way we're tracking and we seem to have a handle on this. Now, if there's some massive outbreak, then that changes everything. But assuming that doesn't happen, we haven't seen that happen in other parts of the world.
And if it doesn't, it has happened.
Public.
But if it doesn't happen here.
Right.
That doesn't imply, in my opinion, immediately that there's a hysteria taking place right now. It might not happen.
Right.
Because of what we're doing right now.
Exactly. But I'm saying in 3 weeks, I think a lot of the people that right now are completely on board with let's do the right thing and let's shut things down, if 3 weeks go by and there's not this big outbreak and there's not, numbers aren't going through the roof and all that, I think the public outcry is going to shift from, let's shut down and do the right thing to, okay, we did it. Let's get society going again.
Yeah,
and I think you'll see that pressure to get things moving.
But I don't know that the pressure that would come from that would be directly related to people just feeling cooped up. I think it will be where does that pressure intersect with where we are on the curve.
Right.
So if we are coming down from it, if we have successfully handled it, even though it's already at the point now where it's serious. I mean, we're still behind the curve. We're still going to go into the point where this continues to spread, and we're going to have to continue to handle this, and the hospitals hopefully do not get overflowed. But if we're coming down from that, and people start saying, all right, we need to go have a 2 for $20 at Applebee's right now, it needs to happen, then I think that will. So before we wrap up here,
mm-hmm.
let's quickly shoot through some places. If you need your Disney World fix and you can't go, I already mentioned Disney Food Blog, YouTube. Oh. You and I both love YouTube.
We didn't talk about this. We watched it all. We watched it probably four times this weekend. They put Frozen 2 on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that is a huge deal.
They released Frozen 2 way early. Then, I mean, that wasn't
3 months early. Yeah. Like it was June or something. Yeah. It was supposed to come
way
out.
Way early. Released Frozen 2 on Disney Plus.
I think
so
also
families could have it.
And the Rise of Skywalker is
like
going to be
times.
Released significantly earlier to rent. I don't think it's going to be on Disney Plus.
I would think that they would just destroy that movie if they were trying to make people happy.
So I've heard from you. I have not seen it. But if you're into it, if you haven't seen it, it might be a good $5 that you spend renting.
But yeah, man, Frozen 2 on Disney Plus. That was great.
We purchased it on Prime.
My kids loved it.
When it came out. So we've been watching it a little bit. But now that it's on Disney Plus, I have it on my phone. So I've downloaded it on my phone. So that's something you can do to pass the time. YouTube videos or YouTube channels that I watch, I certainly watch. Basically, if it goes up on Disney Food Blog on YouTube, I watch it.
Yep.
Some of them I prioritize to watch over other things. Some I'm like, oh, that'll be good for a day when I'm killing time or on the treadmill, which is when I usually watch them. The Tim Tracker certainly is something that I have watched quite a bit. It'll be interesting to see how they shift because they do a lot of in-park videos. What, any other ones that you watch specifically?
Disney Food Blog is my go-to, like everybody else's and like yours should be. And then there's, I need to look it up because I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's TMP. Productions is
TMP Vids.
TMP Vids. That's
or something
it.
Like that. Videos.
That's it.
And
yep.
they have
TMP
a lot of
Vids.
Like attraction videos. Yeah.
They have a lot of Disney. They have a lot of Disney
and
stuff.
Other videos.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in Universal stuff or if you're interested, I mean, I think I watched Millennium Force at Cedar Point or something that I rode when I was in high school on a high school trip or something like that. And I thought I was big and bad. And then I saw a video of it. Kids were talking about roller coasters and I watched that and I'm like, I don't think I'd do that now. But it was at the time, it was like supposed to be the tallest drop that existed. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll totally do that. 35-year-old lady is like, I don't think I need to do that.
No, Tony ever did that.
No?
No, that was never for me.
All you got to do
That's
is talk.
That's the part that I hate is the drop. I don't mind roller coaster go upside down. I don't like the drops.
I actually am better with the drops than the upside down.
I'm opposite. I don't mind.
All you got to do is psych yourself up to get in. And once you're in, you can't get out. I mean.
That's a fact.
God willing. You don't want to.
That's a fact.
If you have the feeling getting onto a roller coaster, like, I don't know if I should be doing this. That's when you know it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's how I feel on Slinky Dog Dash, okay? So I don't need to be doing the world.
You did it, right?
Slinky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd the photo pass picture turn out? Did you look terrified?
Did I show you my own picture? I don't know. I can't remember.
I want to see your face on Slinky Dog.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Are you crying?
I can't remember what that picture was, the one that was taken by the roller coaster. But I took my own pic. We took our own selfie, my daughter and I, on Slinky Dog. And
let's see it. You put that up on maybe Twitter or something like that. I think I remember seeing that. You look very concerned and your daughter looks appropriately joyful. Will you go on it again?
Yeah.
Yes, you will, because you're a good dad.
I was just gonna say, only if one of my kids wants to.
Did James ride it? Was he big enough?
No, he didn't ride this one. He didn't ride this one.
Why?
Slinky Dog Dash is the one and only ride that we ever did rider swap on.
You need to.
We haven't done that much.
You need to employ that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or just put James on the ride.
He's ready. I was the rider. It was my older daughter that got to go twice.
Yeah.
Pretty basically back to back.
Uh huh.
And man, I was. It was once with my wife and my mom, and then I rider swapped and went the second time.
Totally worth it. Trying to think of anything else. I want you to check out Disney Imagineering, the Disney Imagineering story on Disney Plus. If you haven't watched that, have you seen that? Do you have Disney Plus?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, I have Disney Plus. I have not seen that.
Watch it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's like 6 episodes. Maybe they're like maybe an hour and a half or something. But when you want to talk about background.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Walt Disney Company.
Oh.
That's where it's at.
And that's what this episode, that's what this podcast
it's
is
normally
usually,
supposed to be. No, yeah. you definitely
if this is
need
your
to,
first episode of this podcast.
This is not
This is
not
very
usual.
Different. Way different than the normal podcast. We are usually talking about those secrets.
We will go back to that.
Backstories. Oh, of course. Yes.
So.
Can't wait to get back to that.
No joke. People need it. I think people need things like this. Obviously, subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast. But you can I like the Diz. I'm going to try to connect with some of the people who do these blogs and podcasts and all that stuff, and maybe add an episode to this podcast whenever I can get them in and talk to them about what they are doing with their entities and promote their entities. But Pete Werner created this pretty big empire of Disney information and travel, and it's called the Diz. And he is much more like, I think that is definitely like adult to adult conversation about Disney World, and he's very straightforward and honest about how he feels about things. If he thinks something could be better, he tells you. If he raves about something, you know that he considers it to be very good. So the Diz is definitely something that I would encourage people to check out. A lot of message boards and stuff there too. But yeah, Frozen 2, you can stream that at Disney Plus right now. Mm-hmm. And oh, I will add this too. Go get Google the chronological order of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. If you're a Disney person, but you've never really jumped on the Marvel train, that was me this time last year. And because we did the Star Wars run the year before we went to mm-hmm. Disney. That was the first time. Then last time before we went to Disney, we did the Marvel run. And I think there are like 23 movies.
Yeah.
That'll get you through.
Yeah.
Social distancing pandemic. Probably just fine. But start at the very beginning. Do it in the chronological order of the timeline as opposed to when they were released.
Do it in the timeline order, not in the order of...
And you haven't watched them all, right? Because you were real into the comics.
Yeah, I wasn't. It's the Infinity Gauntlet comics specifically. The Thanos comics. I mean, like, yeah.
That
I was
it.
Big into that stuff.
But have you seen all the movies?
I've not seen all the movies, maybe, but I've seen a lot of them.
I think we'll probably reboot
like
that.
Them.
Yeah. I think they're fantastic. And they're... I have a 3-year-old, I have a 7-year-old, and I have a 10-year-old, and then my husband and I, we can all watch them, mm-hmm. and we are all entertained. Mm-hmm. It's very rare where you can put on a movie and have everybody be fully entertained by it. Is that, I guess they're working in the kitchen.
I don't know if they can hear that. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not, but somebody's...
Sawing something?
Yeah.
Either that or coronavirus is here.
Yeah, there's a...
Somebody's, and it sounds like a saw.
Somebody's cutting down a tree in the next room, I think.
Oh, all right. Well, let's
or maybe
wrap this up.
Drying their clothes.
Make sure you subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast. If you are somebody who is going to be looking for things to pass the time, I would encourage you to go check out the prior episodes of the Pixie Dust podcast. Certainly mm-hmm. the other episodes that I do weekly with Erica Murphy. She is a Disney travel agent. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. And I usually ask her to correct me, but she's
a travel agent who specializes in Disney.
I think that's the correct legal term, yeah. But yep. She's with Magic Expeditions. You can find her on Facebook, Erica Murphy, Erica with a K,
E-R-I-K-A,
Erica Murphy at Magic Expeditions.
I'm getting worried.
On Facebook. About your trip?
No, about whatever.
Whatever's going.
Take cover.
Time to take cover. And you can also email her directly. It's erica@magicexpeditions.com. She's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I promise you'll be very, very grateful that you did. And also, I'll tell you what. More than ever, in everything that's going on right now with people who had trips booked at Disney and are trying to scramble and figure out what's going on, if you booked with an agent, you are way, way, way ahead of the game.
Yeah, because they will deal with all of that headache for you.
Yes.
They will help you get your... I mean, it's tough. It's very, very tough, and it stinks. But the one good... Another good thing about Disney is you can reschedule. Mm-hmm. You can reschedule pretty much... What is it? I mean, it's pretty close to the last minute. You can still... Reschedule your trip.
I think after 30 days, your money is not refundable anymore, but especially with something like this, the flexibility that Disney's having is pretty significant. And having Erica work with you.
Yeah, having somebody help you with all that rescheduling and working, oh my gosh. I can't even imagine if all the phone calls and all the, you know, sitting on hold and looking at calendars and figuring out dates and all of that. To have somebody doing that all for you and working with you.
Peace of mind, which is priceless.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah,
so
very, very important point. You work with
free.
A Disney travel agent, you are not going to pay them anything. They get a cut out of what you purchase, but they don't make anything extra on you.
Right.
Erica@magicexpeditions.com, E-R-I-K-A. All right, let's wrap this up. And next week, let's have... something positive to talk about.
I hope so. Things change so fast.
Yeah.
It's so impossible to even know what next week will bring. Hopefully it'll be very positive news.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening to Main Street Crowd with Tony Colombo and Annie Fry. We'll see you next week.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.